Now, joining me on the programme at this juncture is Pat Bracken, who is Director of Corporate Services, no less, at the NSAI. Pat, before we go into the topic for the chat today, what exactly is the NSAI?
Good morning, Donny. The NSAI is the National Standards Authority of Ireland. And as that, what we are is we are the official standards and measurement body. And our aim is to obviously look after consumer confidence and then create an infrastructure for products and services that are relied on and sold all over the world and particularly on the Irish market.
Maybe if we were to be flippant about it, Pat, it's your job to make sure that it does what it says on the tin. Would that be a flippant way of putting it?
It is our job to provide the standards that people comply with and, as you say, does what it says on the tin. And in that way, hopefully protects consumers that they get what they are paying for. So when they see a product that meets a standard, that should actually perform as it has intended. And that incorporates all areas of performance, safety and environmental requirements for that product.
And with that in mind, Pat, I presume, without knowing it, but it would seem pretty obvious, that we are, if we are not already in it, we are about to enter the period when consumers, as in you, me and everybody listening, will probably spend more and purchase more in the next fortnight than they would at any other time of the year. There is a massive spike in purchasing and would I suggest that therefore a massive opportunity for people who would be selling products who would may not always measure up to the standards to slip them through and into somebody's Christmas shopping?
Yes, and in fact, when you say that, in fact, standards actually impact on every day of our lives. You know, from the washing machine to the laptop to the television. And as you say, it's at a time of the year now when you're getting into, if you want to call it a spending frenzy, where people might not be applying the same diligence to the purchases that they're actually buying.
Exactly, so my point, Pat, that at normal times of the year you wouldn't be under so much pressure and you would maybe examine it a little bit more to make sure that it does do what it says on the tin, whereas now, at this time, people may be panicking, they may be worried that, oh, I forgot something, or I didn't get this, or, oh, God, I haven't even started yet, and there's a lot of panic buying, and therefore you may not be as diligent as you would be at other times of the year.
Yeah, and actually we conducted a survey earlier this year and that's one of the things that we're trying to bring to people's attention is that almost half of the people we surveyed didn't actually recognise what a genuine CE mark looked like. So going back to your initial point, if you don't even recognise what the CE mark looks like, then it's very hard to recognise those fakes that are actually being put on the market. So while we're telling people to always check for a CE mark when they're buying any electrical products or toys, because electrical products and toys cannot be sold on the Irish market unless they actually have the CE mark. And that mark is the manufacturer's declaration that the product actually complies with the safety standards. So when you're buying something, that CE mark is meant to be visible on the product or on the packaging. And what we're saying to people is, if you don't see the CE mark on it, don't buy it. But what we're also trying to say to people and help people to understand this, we're saying go to our website at nsai.ie, and on that we actually have on the homepage a place where they can click and they can see a genuine CE mark and they can see a fake CE mark. And as I said, from our survey, we found that actually the majority of people were even picking the fake CE mark as being the legitimate one. So we're trying to get people to go back and look at that and make themselves aware so as when they go out into the market then they know what they're looking for.
Yes, indeed, Pat. You totally destroyed my interview because I was going to ask you, is it possible to replicate the CE mark? Because as we do know, they can replicate currency across the world. So a CE mark should be pretty easy for people who are making a massive living out of this. And it's very important, I think, that people should be aware as well, I think, Pat, that when you buy a product which does not carry the genuine CE mark, number one, you are probably contributing to the loss of jobs here in Ireland. And number two, you are contributing to the crime industry as such.
Unfortunately, you're doing all of those, yes. And unfortunately, the other side of it is that you could be bringing a danger product into your home. And I suppose if you were even to take the top toy that everybody wants is the hoverboard. And yet our friends in the Consumer and Competition Authority have actually done an extensive survey on this. And all of the ones that they surveyed, none of them actually complied with the CE mark. So that is just giving an example that those toys were prone to going on fire or were safety hazards. And as you say then, in this environment, how do you know? And what we're saying to people is, one, and you've said it yourself there, use a reputable supplier. So go to a shop, because it's one looking for the CE mark, and you're dead right. Unfortunately, people can replicate it. But there is an obligation on whoever is selling you the product to be able to provide you with traceability back that that product meets the standard. So buying from a reputable organisation or shop is one. And we've got to remember that our buying habits have changed. So we're now going online and we're buying product online from countries all around the world, and we're getting the product shipped to our home, which is bypassing all of the national structures there to protect us. So we have to exercise that caution in where we source our product.
And indeed, as if we needed any further reminding, we saw it, I think it was the last Christmas, Pat, with hoverboards, where houses actually went on fire while these hoverboards were being charged, and unbelievable damage done. In one case, I think a house completely burned to the ground.
And this is the unfortunate thing. And again, with our Christmas tips on our website, we are saying when you get a product, even if it is CE marked, and this is even just taking it away from the hoverboard, you have to use it as it is intended. So if you take things like electrical products, you know, one, they have to have the CE mark. But two, and you and I know it, if you have a mobile phone and you leave it plugged in overnight, the charger gets very hot. Because if you read the manufacturer's instructions, it probably tells you not to leave it charging unattended and not to leave it plugged in for prolonged periods. So again, the CE mark is an assurance in respect of the safety requirements. But if we don't use the product as it was intended, one, we actually leave ourselves open to the fact that then even our guarantees won't work because we've actually not used it as we were instructed.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, that applies to everything. And again, Pat, just I suppose to bear out and back up the point you have made, we saw an instance last year, I think in the Blanchardstown area, where a phone was left plugged in on a bed and combusted. And damage again, massive damage done. And I mean, it goes without saying, if you're using anything, and I broadened this part of it out, Pat, to tools. You know, use the damn thing in the way and for the purpose that it was intended. And if it says wear safety goggles, don't be a hero. There's a reason that it says it, you know. And much easier to put on a pair of goggles, I would suggest, than spend the rest of your life with the suffering from the loss of your eyesight.
Yes, and I think again, and just borrowing on what you've said there, what we also advise people, if it's too good to be true, the chances are that it is. And this goes back to your initial thing of, you know, people selling fraudulent stuff, or you buy Christmas lights for your tree and you think that they are CE marked, or you've been sold a fake set, and the damage that that can do to your life, your home, your family, if you haven't actually made sure that you're getting the right thing. And unfortunately, there are unscrupulous people out there who are bringing product in. And while there are structures in place to try and capture it, again, you've said it's the busiest shopping period of the year. If every product was to be checked, there'd be no products on the shelves. So unfortunately, people are able to get things onto the market, and buyer beware, unfortunately, is one of the things that we would ask people to do. And as I said, by looking at our website, we have Christmas tips available for people, and we have got an appropriate, valid CE mark for people to familiarise themselves with.
Yes, indeed, Pat. Never before was the phrase "caveat emptor" more appropriate than now. And you know, as you say, if you have to check every item individually, nothing would make its way onto the shelf. So it really is incumbent upon the public in general, when they are purchasing, to ensure that the correct standards are applying to the product. And I'm actually, believe it or not, Pat, as we're talking here, I'm just looking across the studio here at the mics on the other side of the desk, and they actually carry, I can see the CE mark visible on the actual studio microphones from here. So it is there and it is visible. And just take that couple of seconds to ensure that it's there and that it's the correct one.
And as you say, as an electrical product, the mics have to have the CE mark, but that equally applies to your radio or your Wi-Fi systems or anything like that you see the CE mark. And again, when we look at that, and I know we're saying, and it's can't always put it back onto the purchaser. The purchaser has to exercise a degree of caution and care, but there is an obligation on those distributing the products and on the retailers to ensure that they only put products on the market that actually meet the standard. And again, from NSAI's perspective, the way to improve standards is for the end user to demand standards. So as long as the end user is actually saying, I want a product that meets the standards, then the supply will have to meet that requirement. So as you say, it's a sort of a pull situation. It's the power of the consumer. They can improve the standards by insisting on them when they're buying their products.
And maybe, Pat, there may possibly be somebody listening this morning who is engaged in this from the other side of the fence, vis-a-vis supplying product which does not carry the CE standard mark, or maybe carrying a false CE standard mark. On conviction, do you know what the penalties are in relation to that offence?
I don't, because NSAI unfortunately doesn't have the conviction powers. Our colleagues in the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission actually operate the market regulation, and they would actually take cases for people that are breaching the law effectively. So if you see a product that one hasn't got a CE mark, if you say it to the retailer, but if you're not satisfied, what we actually do is recommend that you then report it to the CCPC. Similarly, if you see fake CE marks, if you believe there's a safety issue with them, to report them, because it's only by that way that then the market regulators can actually target specific areas. But they do have strong powers even to issue recalls of products off the market if necessary.
And we have seen that indeed in the past with several products, ranging from the smallest thing to up as far as automobiles even have been recalled because they have failed safety standards. And without knowing it, Pat, I think I would be pretty safe and on solid ground in saying that on conviction that breaches of that particular act would carry pretty hefty convictions in the court, because you know, we are reminded, and particularly at this time of the year, of the devastating consequences of buying products which are substandard.
Yes, and as you've said, I think on a basis that, you know, people are trying to get the best value for money, and people are trying to make the euro stretch over the Christmas period, and at times you can look at a product and, as I said, if it's too good to be true, chances are that it is. And it's a difficult call to make, because you want to be able to buy a product, you want to buy whatever for Christmas presents, but the issue is to ensure that they do actually meet the standard that you're required, and that you're not giving a person a problem rather than a gift.
Yes, indeed. Pat, I know we sort of delved into it in detail here on the programme today with you, but could you give us just a pocketbook, very quick version of the top five tips for shoppers at this time of the year?
Okay, well, from the NSAI side, what we would be saying, obviously our first tip is to look for the CE mark. Any toys or electrical products on the Irish market must contain the CE mark, and it means that it complies with the safety standards and requirements. Two, what we're actually saying is watch out for fakes. And in that context, always buy from a reputable retailer. Go to our website, have a look and see what the genuine CE mark symbol looks like, and make sure that when you're buying a product that it has full contact details for the manufacturer and importer. And this is specifically important to toys and electrical goods. They have to display the CE mark. Also, take action. You know, we can all see things and we might not do anything about it. The only way, as I said, to increase standards is for the general buying public to take action. So if you see something that doesn't have the CE mark, don't buy it. But also, if it is of serious nature, contact the Competition and Consumer Protection Authority or notify them through their website. So at least they're aware of it's there. Again, we would say mind the electrics. And that is an issue where it's using the product as it was intended. Read the instructions and actually always look for things such as frayed wires and exposed wires. And if Christmas lights look worn, I know it's an expense, but it can be much safer to replace them than repairing them. Remember, you're putting them on a tree, which itself can be a source of a fire if there's any spark there. And then I suppose finally in the context of children, what we're saying is make sure that the toys are age appropriate. Look at the toy itself even. Just check rough edges, dangerous or detachable parts, things like that. I suppose it's common sense. But at a time, as you said, when you're really just trying to get everything together, you might not think of them in the rush. And then if something uses batteries, make sure that it can't be opened so the child can't get at the batteries when they're using it. So that, along with other tips, are available, as I say, on our website, nsai.ie, and people can follow us as well on Twitter if they want to see tips that we're issuing during the Christmas season.
And I suppose, Pat, just to finish off with the, if we were to add a number six to that, it's the one that applies to everything. If the deal looks too good to be true, it generally is.
It generally is, unfortunately.
Pat Bracken, Director of Corporate Services at the National Standards Association of Ireland. Thank you so much for joining us on Northside Today. Thank you so much, Pat.
Thank you. Can I wish you and your listeners a happy Christmas?
You most certainly can. And can we reciprocate to you and yours? And thank you for the work you have been doing on our behalf. Thank you so much, Pat.
Take care. Thank you.